The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to another edition of the Power Hour. I'm filling in, your guest host today, Dr. A. Truod. Yeah, I've been a guest of Joyce Riley's back in the year for so many times. I'm so honored to be able to fill in for your regular host today. This is going to be a fun couple of hours, you betcha. Buckle up. We're going to go into some of the newest little things, the story behind the story, so to speak, of headline news to kick things off. Oh, in case you just don't turn into mainstream or lamestream media, and I typically don't even go there. It's just such a mishmash and nonsense, of course, and it's quite easy to just watch a few minutes of what I call lamestream media and start to question your own sanity. It's by design, folks. It's well designed to make you start thinking a specific way. That's why it's called programming and why it's very real. I don't really watch lamestream TV much anymore. But I was asked to fill in today, and I'd be happy to do so. As such, they wanted me to focus on what is going on in the news. So we'll jump right in. It was just funny. I just turned on and watched. Again, the media is so leftist. It's not even, it's just without a doubt. It's not giving both sides of the story. And there's anytime you see something on TV that's slanted, at least with me, I dig in a little bit or a lot, and in this case, a lot deeper to see what's really going on. And sure enough, if you dig deep enough, you can find out the true story. Here's the first story I'd like to start out with, and we're going to delve into a little bit more about what's happening over in Israel and Iran. World War III, I'm telling you, we're on the cusp of it, and it's not by accident. I'm telling you, it's all a stage act. It's all been in the works. It's programmed, folks. It's programming. It's a stage act unfolding. At least that's my worldview. You can agree to disagree, that's fine. But we see candidate ex-president Donald Trump going before the National Association of Black Journalists. That's called the NABJ. And he sits down and he gets immediately hostile questions. Oh, and by the way, look closely at his clip, and I followed up and zoomed in on his right ear, which is amazingly better. I mean, not even any type of a scar and movement. We'll get to that later, perhaps. But he immediately gets extremely hostile questions. The ABC News, Rachel Scott, leftist as can be, and he probably got a Kamala Harris tattoo somewhere on her body, if the truth is known. But she starts right in, and see, what you see is so much of it is edited. You don't see the what led up to it. They paint Trump to be this crazy wacko, right? That he's just. And that's what was done here in the NBC News that I just happened to catch as I was getting on to the Olympics, while kind of watching to see what's happening in the Olympic Games. But he says, the media made him look like, Kamala just turned black. She just turned black and just clipped it out without taking the full context of what President Trump had said. And that's yellow journalism. It's absolutely crazy. Let me give you the story behind the story, what was actually said there. And yesterday, and I come on to my news feeds on my computer, the left is just mocking his interview out, like painting him to be this crazy nut. And of course, the answer that he first gave, when you know, was edited out, made him sound like that. But here's what really went on, okay? Scott began the first thing out of her mouth. She says, quote, "I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today," said Scott. Now, be here, meaning the National Association of Black Journalists. Right there, she begins to paint him as a racist jerk, right? That's how it began. And then she launched into attack. Quote, Rachel said then, "You attack black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions they asked are, quote, stupid and racist." Now, he did say that. That question is stupid and racist, Trump said. Quote, she goes, "You've had dinner with a white supremacist at Mar-a-Lago Resort. So my question, sir, now that you were asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?" Trump replied, "Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked the question in such a horrible manner. First question, you don't even say hello, how are you?" Now, that was all edited out. I mean, that's a pretty rational response. And then he goes on to say, "And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirits. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs." Trump continued on, and he called ABC News just what they are, quote, "a fake news network," to which the audience in the background can be heard cheering. I mean, then he goes, "I have been the first president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln. So I have been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln." And the applause continues. Now, yeah, really? Here's the clip himself. I'll see if I can play it directly and see if you can hear it.
"President, we so appreciate you giving us an hour of your time. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?"
"Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much. And, you know, when I say this, historically black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke. And I saved them and I gave them long-term financing and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late, just so we understand. I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
I would love I think you it's to a answer very the question. Nasty-
well, it goes... You don't see this on the news. That's the whole point. And all you see is selected clips coming out. I mean, good golly. Can you spell setup? I mean, the whole interview is just amazing. Now, the clips that did make it onto NBC Nightly News, it made it sound like, of course, he was attacking his opponent, Kamala, as being... just turning black. And here's what kind of has gone kind of viral, which is really unfortunate in my opinion. Trump did say, but it's out of context. He did say this quote, "I didn't know she," meaning Kamala, "was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black." Now, if that sounds wild and crazy, right? And racist. Well, see the whole clip and you see that's not what he's saying at all. It's amazing how they can clip it and twist it. What he was referring to was the fact, and this is what we want to report today on the show, and no hidden tricks, just facts. Listen, back in 2019, and clear back even in 2016, Kamala Harris identifies as East Indian. Absolutely. She also, as she needs to, identifies as Caucasian. Mm-hmm. Listen to us. It's what in business is called code switching. And to me, it's highly offensive. Here's her own clip. Listen up.
"I stand before you as the first candidate for Vice President of the United States of South Asian descent."
South Asian descent, meaning East Indian. She never plays the black card until she thinks she has to. It's called, again, code switching. Wow. Now she comes in and at the National Association of Black Journalists, she wants you to believe she's an African-American woman. Well, the reality is she is just a small fraction of black. Again, let's look at, is it offensive to actually pull her Alameda County, Northern California birth certificate? Well, I did. Holy mackerel. It's amazing. She identifies as East Indian and Caucasian. She does. So, but now suddenly she's turning black. This is what's funny. The journalists in this country don't seem to want to dig in and show these things, right? Here's another clip. Listen up.
"Okay, so what we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe."
"Yes.
Because you are Indian."
"Yes, yes."
"Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that, but I find that wherever I go and I see Indian people at the supermarket, on the street, everyone's like, you know, Kamala Harris is Indian, right? It's like our thing we're so excited about to have you running for president."
"Yeah.
So we're both Indian."
"Yes."
"But actually, we're both South Indian."
"Yes. You look like the entire one half of my family."
"Okay, thank you."
"You do."
"I've been..."
Kamala's actually in the kitchen with an East Indian, a purebred East Indian, who's much, much darker, but she is so proud to identify as East Indian. It's funny because this was in 2019, and she doesn't appear in a black woman's kitchen identifying as black. So is it justified for Donald Trump to say, well, she just suddenly turned black? My goodness. Here's what Trump actually said. Listen in.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say, no, I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman. I respect either one. College.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she is
somebody a... should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
It's a direct question, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, as some Republicans
have said? I really don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Could be. Could be. There are some, and there are plenty.
So, he's just saying the truth. I mean, she, all the way through her 2019 candidacy and even in the Senate, is she there in San Francisco, Alameda County, she identified as an East Indian. Holy mackerel. And if you look at her closely, honestly, does she look Negro? Does she look black? She doesn't. Her hair is more Indian hyphen Caucasian, like her birth certificate says. There is some Jamaican blood, yes, but Jamaica is a cross-section. So many Jamaicans aren't pure black at all. So, I mean, this is what people need to understand. It's just convenience. It's political pandering. And to me, I think it's highly offensive. So anyway, yeah, we can just, she actually said in an interview, I guess, I'm not sure when this clip was, but in a national interview, here's what she had to say. She's bragging about being, quote, the first Indian senator in American history. Listen up.
Certainly you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not good.
So, I mean, on and on. It's just Donald Trump is not lying or stretching it by any imagination. He's trying to present the information honestly and fairly, and he's just been crucified with this. They're getting a lot. The jokes are amazing. So that's the first news story, okay, that I just wanted to bring out. And it sets the stage for the rest of I mean, what you're seeing about the assassination of certain people in on the stage now. How in the world does the head of Hamas, the top general in Tehran in Iran, how is it that he is hit specifically targeted by a cruise missile when Iran has pretty formidable air defenses? I mean, to stop these cruise missiles coming in. Those are valid questions. Could be that it was more like a bomb that set off. Was it really a cruise missile? These are questions happening. And as we speak, the news media is unfolding that there is retaliatory strikes being planned. The United States Persian Gulf forces are on high alert because this could very easily, they could respond with a massive strike. Is the Iron Dome going to protect Israel from the retaliatory missiles or whatever sent out by Iran? Will this widen into something even deeper? All deep concerns, ladies and gentlemen. It really is an important phase and time. I submit that the economy is such, the rates of inflation being so underreported, actually, the cost of goods, services, etc., spiking. The best way to fix inflationary cycles based only on one thing. There's too much U.S. dollars floating in the system. You can't have inflation if you have honest, sound money, ladies and gentlemen. You just can't do that. So if you have high inflationary cycles, if goods and services continue to spike, it's for one reason. Too much money pumped into the system. Thank you, Federal Reserve. Thank you, Mr. Powell. This is what's going on. Very, very, very problematic. Because, man, we can spend the whole 2 hours talking about this, about the average American, the blue-collar people, the Americans that listen to shows like the Power Hour. I mean, you don't have a lot of money. You don't, a lot of people are on fixed incomes. You start raising the consumer price index even 4 and 5% over a period of 3 or 4 months, 1% a month, and before long you realize, golly, I better start eating top ramen. But even the top ramen now is getting expensive to eat. And it's tough, folks. This is the biggest hidden tax that there is. It is a hidden tax because who's benefiting? Government is benefiting from this, specifically the Federal Reserve. It has to go, folks. It has to go. Now, I say this, I preface this, because historically, whenever you get into these type of cycles, the quick fix is suddenly smokescreen of war. Whether it's, okay, expanding what's happening in the Ukraine to, again, just putting people's focus away from the economy and say, wave your flag because we've got to protect Israel. We've got to protect our key interests in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. And that's typically how they go about it. We ought to sacrifice. Look at how we had to tighten our belts during World War II. We had stamps and rations and rubber drives and gasoline drives. With time to sacrifice, that's what we'll be taught when we're engaged in a major war, because you know what's going to happen next. As soon as the war drums really start exploding, gas will really start spiking, and they'll hit their target of $5 to $6 to $7 per gallon, and then of course there'll be shortages as well. It's all by design, ladies and gentlemen. And at the end of the day, the small guys, the people, we the people have to pay for it. The system is broken, in my opinion. It has to be identified. The problem has to be correctly identified, and then grassroots people have got to stand up and say enough. Otherwise, there's not going to be too many tomorrows. Okay, so I'm just saying that it doesn't do any good, in my opinion, to sit there and analyze the problem without giving viable solutions. Well, that's what I wanted to do today. And if you have in the second hour, we'll definitely take some calls. And if you want to weigh in and tell me how crazy I am or how right on I am, that's all really important. We'll do that. It's called positive feedback. Folks, there is something that I'm hoping, if you're listening to this for the first time and don't know who I am, well, just make some notes and check out what I'm going to tell you, because I think it's probably the most important information you'll ever hear, because you'll never, and I mean N-E-V-E-R, never hear it on lamestream media. There is something that's part of the direct part of the United States Treasury, and most people have never heard of this. I happen to know about it because in my early part of my youth, when after I graduated from university and going into the financial planning industry and into stock and bond portfolio management on Wall Street, I was able to stumble onto this thing and wow, it's an amazing thing. It's called the Exchange Stabilization Fund, or ESF. Now, most people just what is it? Well, never heard of such a thing. Well, the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the ESF, was formed during the 1930s. It was one of the pet projects of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And the brief history is this. FDR was giving us, quote, the New Deal. You see, America was trying to come out of the Great Depression, right? And I tell you, folks, our young people today have not really any history of what happened during the Great Depression. But the bottom line is, you know, there just wasn't enough money. The banks, the Federal Reserve member banks, restricted capital. When you restrict capital, employers can't produce jobs. And there's a constriction. This is not, how can this happen when we're the richest country in the world? How can this happen when we have forests of trees to harvest? How can this happen when we have massive amounts of natural resources? You do it when the banks constrict currency, and that's what happened. FDR came in and established the U.S. Treasury Exchange Stabilization Fund, or ESF. At the same time, and this is hard to believe, but he did, he made it illegal through executive order for people, for common folks like you and me, to own gold. You can have a little bit of gold. You can have a wedding ring, a few ounces of gold, but no, you were arrested as a criminal, folks, if you happened to have a lot of gold coins and had the idea, the crazy idea, that you wanted to deal in gold alone. It's the truth, folks. So people dutifully turned their gold in to the local U.S. Treasury deposit banks, and they just waved the flag, saluted. I guess it's for the benefit of the country to get us off it and start this new deal. It was the largest, most extensive gold grab in the history of the world, and it was done by FDR. Many people don't realize that happened, but it surely did. So this is in the 30s, and what's happening simultaneously to the great American gold grab under the New Deal, the Rockefeller and Rothschild arm of Union Banking Corporation, which is the core of the Federal Reserve System, set up in 1913. What happened? We see Adolf Hitler and the National Socialists rise over in Europe, in Germany. We see suddenly Adolf Hitler gaining power, and we see Adolf Hitler suddenly having lots of liquidity. You got to ask your question. Folks, this is just logical. If you understand German history, you see that Hitler rose to power because the common German people, the common folk, the Volkswagen, right? They just couldn't. There was such hyperinflation. It's a fact. The German mark has gotten so worthless that industry was having to pay 2 and 3 times a day. A wheelbarrow of Marx couldn't buy a loaf of bread. We'll talk more about it after the break, folks. Understand the Exchange Stabilization Fund and understand what's going on, how you're being manipulated. It's time to make a change. Be right back after these messages.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health.
with 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hey
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. As we left for the break, I just wanted to give you the broad strokes of the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Unless you're really understanding how money works in the system and how inflation can work, you got to go back and understand this ESF, Exchange Stabilization Fund. Now, you know, this is, I'm directly quoting now from the U.S. Department of the Treasury website. If I had a video, I could show you. But let me just quote what it says here. Nothing here to look at. People say, what is the ESF, Exchange Stabilization Fund? Let me just tell you what it says. Quote, the ESF consists of three types of assets. One, U.S. dollars, which is really what? Is that silver dollars? No. It's Federal Reserve notes, folks. It's paper money, okay? And it could be as much as they want to print up. And if it doesn't have to be printed, U.S. dollars in the form of electronic widgets. That's what's so crazy. You know, they can throw into the mix just electronic currency through, they say it's U.S. dollars, but only the banks have the ability to do that. You and I can go create something out of on a computer, right, and say it's a U.S. dollar, but they do it all the time. So we have these assets. U.S. dollars, one, two foreign currencies. What kind of foreign currencies? Well, you have to look at the balance sheet to see it's whether it's a Chinese renminbi or the yen or the dinar, whatever. I mean, this is what they use to stabilize the world currency. The world currency, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. And they have something called special drawing rights, SDRs. Now, what is an SDR put out by FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, right? A special drawing rights is an international reserve asset. And it's the driver of what's called the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. So you want to know where the power of the world is. That's where it is, Exchange Stabilization Fund. Now, this is where a direct quote from the Department of Treasury website. Quote, the ESF can be used to purchase and or sell all foreign currencies, to hold U.S. foreign exchanges and special drawing rights, SDR assets. And here's the key. To provide financing to foreign governments. Yeah, did you catch that? Foreign governments. Because why? The United States dollar, the Federal Reserve note, okay, not the silver-backed dollar, you see, is the world's reserve currency because of the Exchange Stabilization Fund and the International Monetary Fund. So this is the tentacles of the octopus, ladies and gentlemen. This is really where the so-called deep state is. It's all about money. At the end of the day, it's all about controlling money. The Bible says it very clearly. Money's not evil, folks. Money is just whatever we agree as a society to have as a means to facilitate buying goods and services. That's all money is. So money is not inherently evil, not at all. In fact, it's ordained in the Bible, in the Old Testament, a shekel, a measurement of either gold or silver in the Abrahamic covenant, is a good thing. You need to have an honest form of exchange so people aren't jilted and ripped off in their transaction, whether you're buying a bushel of corn or wheat or fish or a piece of beef. This is what needs to happen. So money is not evil, folks. No, what is evil is people's love of money, which is greed. Greed is the root of all evil, the Holy Bible tells us, and it's exactly correct. Because it's this greed that leads to all kinds. It's called motive in most whether it's a murder charge or a fraud charge, it really is the root and base of all evil. So let's get that very straight. And there's nobody that has more illicit greed than the people behind FDR in 1934. I mean, that's the fact. And this is the final paragraph in the definition of the Exchange Stabilization Fund here in the U.S. Department of Treasury. Quote, the legal basis, I mean, legal, lawful basis of the ESF, Exchange Stabilization Fund, is the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. The act provides in part, quote, the Department of the Treasury has a stabilization fund consistent with the obligations of the government in the International Monetary Fund. Now, let me just, a little bit of a history lesson, folks, but after all this gold was consolidated and supposedly, you know, went to some repository, Fort Knox, or no, folks, that's not what happened. See, they took all of America's, you know, us, we the people's gold, under the auspices of, we need the gold to give you a new deal. We're going to restructure so everybody has money. Everybody has jobs through the jobs corps. See, this is the big lie that the backers of FDR, these international banksters, got together to do. It's, we talked about the media being so complicit. Absolutely. You tell a person a lie often enough and forcefully enough and twisted like we just saw in the first segment, that people start to believe that Donald Trump's lost his mind type of thing. That's how they do it, folks. That's why the media is so corrupt and so problematic. So we see what happened to that gold. Now, there was something called in the International Monetary Fund, the Golden Rule. And it's a very simple thing. The Golden Rule is not do unto others as they would have them do unto you. No, no. In the International Monetary Fund, he who has the gold makes the rules. And that's why. You cannot drive industry worldwide to the foundations of the international banking cartel, the Rothschild cartel. You cannot do this until you have gold, because that's the basic standard. It's what they are after, folks. They want to control the gold and the silver, the precious metals, and that gives them their power. Always has been, and it always will be in this fallen world. So we see what happens. Somehow, to bring Hitler into power and to lessen the problems of the falling Reichsmark, the mark, paper dollar again. It was just, it's funny, they're printing, the German government was printing marks, thinking, well, that's just the problem, just here's money. And before long, you know, a wheelbarrow full of marks would not buy a loaf of bread. It's a fact. And that's kind of what's happening in America. Inflationary cycles get worse and worse. You think, you know, everything's okay because you've got a fixed income, but that fixed income, it's not buying what it used to. It's by design, folks. Okay? Absolutely by design. So Adolf Hitler comes in, and suddenly he's got fiscal policies, and he starts building the war machine. This is history, folks. He starts euthanizing the old and infirm, you know, anybody that has a disability and is elderly, cut them off. We've got to quit giving them support and consolidate the money. And suddenly he fixed the problem. He fixed the problem because suddenly he was building a war machine. You have to ask yourself, economically speaking, how do you go when America was going through what's called the Roaring Twenties, when money was flowing and so was the bootlegging champagne, right? How is it that at the same time America was prospering in the 20s, the people of Germany are under these war reparations for the Great War, put out by the same international bankers, causing this great hyperinflationary cycles? How in the world did Adolf Hitler come in with suddenly the fix? He had gold behind him, ladies and gentlemen. There's a great book called The Secret Backers of Hitler. Great little book. It explains how the international bankers that are concentrated in the House of London and Wall Street in New York transferred massive amounts of gold to the Third Reich. And that gold is what makes it all stable. And suddenly we see Germany building in this great war machine, Panzer tanks, incredible, the Bismarck, destroyer, the great warship, the Bismarck. How do you build this on hyperinflationary paper marks? You don't. You build a war machine that doggone nearly, took the world over. Okay? And there are people say, oh, Adolf Hitler wasn't such a bad guy because he was against the international Jews, et cetera, et cetera. No. Folks, don't be sucked into that. Please don't. Adolf Hitler was funded by the rich international banking Jew families. Boy, I tell you, you got to understand this. And yes, were there atrocities against the Jews? Of course there were. Of course there were. There were Jews and other undesirables, according to Hitler, put in these concentration camps. Please understand that's fact. But what targeting, what Jews were actually targeted? This is where it really starts to get your eyes big, because the fact is, it was the Jews in the ghettos, mainly of Poland and what's called the Pale of Settlement. You see, they had defied the Zionist Congress. They in 1820, they defied that they would have Palestine be their homeland. They took a vote at the Hamburg Proclamation in 1820. No longer will we have Zionism as our goal. We are Khazarian. We have our history going back again, and we understand this is our homeland. We have no desire to go back and build a state in Palestine. That's not what they wanted to do. It was those Jews that had to be eradicated and eliminated. By who? By the Zionist influences, the Zionist-occupied governments. They wanted to have total control and domination. And you have to have it, because the linchpin is the Holy Land. That's the story, folks. That's the actual facts. And so, Hitler was a pawn, a tool. The World War involving Japan and all of this in the Pacific, the Philippines. Did you know the Philippines was a commonwealth of the United States, folks? It was like a 51st state. Did you know that? Most people don't. But it was. And after World War II and the Japan surrendered, the Philippines basically gained their independence. They weren't really a commonwealth of the United States any longer. This is all history. They're not really taught in schools, folks. So why is it important to understand it today? Because you have to understand where we're going or where we have been to know where we're going. You see, as we don't understand the past, we typically are doomed to make the same mistakes again. There can be, I'll say this 100 times and maybe 1,000 times, there cannot be inflation if you have sound money. Repeat that. Inflation is impossible if your money is based on a silver and or gold standard. Now, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, JFK, in his second year of his presidency, understood that finally. And this is why you look at what his legislation was skipped. They thought they had JFK, thought he was controllable, because he didn't have a lot of morality with women. He liked to chase the skirts. He liked Marilyn Monroe, and Jackie didn't like all this, but it was fact. They thought they had him controlled, because they had these honeypots that they could bring him. He didn't care. No, JFK said this. In his addresses, he ordered the U.S. Treasury to begin doing silver certificates again, and then would not debauch the silver coinage. He refused to. What does that mean? It means the money supply would be stable. And the fact is, folks, in economic prosperity, the United States of America was at its zenith. It was at the highest point in 1963. Fact. Standard of living, as the cost of goods and everything else, was at their greatest point. We were the richest country in the world in 1963. And it's all been downhill since then. The very first thing that LBJ did, after taking the oath of office, after Kennedy was declared dead and the succession was happening, you see the swearing-in ceremony on Air Force One. You see the very first thing that LBJ did was to retract that executive order, releasing the U.S. Treasury from issuing silver-backed certificates. And the next thing that LBJ did was to, again, gut out the 1792 Coinage Act, where our silver and our coins was replaced by clad worthless metal, slugs. Folks, that was, I submit, the reason why JFK had to go. That was the primary reason. Like I said before, the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money will get presidents assassinated. The love of money will cause corruption in the CIA to take over and control. Okay? That's the history of America from Dr. Truett's standpoint. At the very, you know, that's, I challenge anybody that doesn't agree with that to come forward and not just say, well, look at history. Look at what actually happened. Look what LBJ, a Jesuit, by the way, was absolutely instrumental in doing. America was at a crossroads at that point. You know, there's a reason why LBJ pulled what Joe Biden did, refused to basically just back off and didn't run for in the next term. It's a fact. You look at what happened in the DNC National Convention, and it's just like, what? You see, there was enough good Americans back then says, we've had enough of this guy. You see, but it doesn't matter, because whether it's Nixon or whoever, you know, that's who controls the party. Money, money, money. How is it that Kamala Harris can suddenly declare her candidacy and get hundreds of millions of dollars? I'm sickened by just watching a little bit of TV in the Olympics. You see Kamala Harris ads. I mean, oh, such skillfully. Why do you have to have billions, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars to buy the presidency? Another question. See, they're really not elected. They're selected. We have a selection, not an election. And that's just the way it is. And it goes back to how and why has this worked. I'm telling you, the key to understanding this is the Exchange Stabilization Fund and the International Monetary Fund that controls it all. Nobody elected these people, okay? Yet they have incredible power, incredible power. And until we, the people, understand that, and unite together in grassroots, the problem is not going to be solved. I guess that's the news in a nutshell today, okay? So where is Donald Trump on this? Where is Kamala here? Kamala, are you kidding me? This is the least thing that she's going to talk about. Okay, so what choices do we have? Well, it's time to understand that we can go into other headlines, okay? How is COVID-19 and the jab? I mean, really, what's the big picture of all of that? Why go through Operation Warp Speed, President Trump I call him Ferret Face Fauci. I mean, this guy's the ultimate ferret face to me. I mean, how do you know he's lying? Well, his lips are moving. Okay? That's out. The biggest scam put out not only in America, but the entire world, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. It really, let me just give you another headline. Okay, this is really, really crazy. The South Korean study just hit my inbox. This is from the website Expose News. South Korean study, folks. Headlines: mRNA injections worldwide increase risk of myocarditis by 620%, and Guillain-Barré syndrome by 62%. Yeah, very large scale peer reviewed study from South Korea. I'm snake. I've dissected the study, folks. It's the smoking guns. You have 620%, six times higher risk of myocarditis. Studying those that have had the mRNA single vaccine, even the boosters. Whoa. So what's happened? Well, you have people that have ill health, whether it's their hearts, heart failing, or even you're dying suddenly. I mean, the risk is such that that's the most ponderous ball and chain of slavery there is. When you lose your health, you lose it all. And it's much more easier to control the population. This was not accidental. Absolutely not accidental, folks. It is what it is. You don't bring billions of vaccines to bear in 6 months, Donald Trump. You don't. It takes years to prepare those to be released. No matter what warp speed billions of dollars you have, you still have to produce those vaccines. We'll be right back after these messages. Ladies and gentlemen, open up your phone lines for calls. Take calls.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Supercharge your life with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. By choosing to purchase from us, you're directly supporting independent news media. Support small business and buy from the good guys.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.